Oh, the planning commission was here.
Missed that all.
They wrecked it.
They're trying to lower it.
Screen.
Take the back part and pull it up.
This?
Yep.
I'm just here.
That is.
There you go.
Oh, you got it?
Now I can see.
Yeah, boards and commissions are in this room and they adjust the screen.
Thank you.
There's something in the back there, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go. Go ahead, Jay.
I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, August 13th, 2018. And as has been our longstanding tradition, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item of the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of July 23rd.
Motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion to... Motion to approve the executive session minutes as prepared. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that the motion passed unanimously and that all council members are present. There were three reasons for the executive session under the Maryland Open Meetings Act. First, to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials whom over this body has jurisdiction. Second was to consult with staff, consultants, and other individuals about pending or potential litigation. And third, to discuss public security if the public body determines that public discussion was constituted a risk to the public or to public security, including the deployment of fire and police services and deployment and implementation of emergency plans. Okay, now we're now to 1C, which is the approval of the regular minutes of July 23rd.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the July 23rd regular session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Again, passes unanimously. Now, I shared with you earlier my recommendations, and I'll go over them briefly for a new appointment and some reappointments to our town boards and boards and commissions. The new appointment is to fill a vacancy on the Board of Zoning Appeals. I'd like to recommend the appointment of Robert Palladino. He lives at 103 Buckingham Road. Bob and his wife Linda are both retired teachers who moved to Berlin from Pennsylvania. Bob was also the administrator of a talented and gifted program for students in the arts. They live in the former residence of Lisa Challenger, who's our county's director of tourism. Bob was highly recommended by both Joe Moore and Doug Parks, both long-term members of the BZA. I had a good interview with Bob, and we feel the combination of the couple's love for Berlin and their experience in small-town living makes him a good candidate for this position. Also, I'm recommending to you tonight the reappointment of two members of the Ethics Commission, Bill Burke and Jane Burdell, the reappointment of two members of the Housing Board of Review, Mary Moore and Jeff Ricks, and the reappointment of two members of the Parks Commission, Patricia Dufendock and Sarah Hooper. And that's my recommendation for this evening.
If there are no questions from the council,
are there any questions?
I move to approve the mayor's recommendation.
Thank you. We have a motion by Councilman Burrell to approve the recommended appointment and reappointments to our town boards and commissions as I just reviewed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Thank you very much. Okay. Next, we have a motion for a request to use Dr. William Henry Park after hours for a summer revival on Monday. Revival from Monday, August 27th to Saturday, September 1st, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. This is for being sponsored and conducted by Pastor Lionel Purnell's God's Leading Church Transformation Ministry, which is based here in Berlin. Does anyone hear from the church?
Yeah.
Come on down.
Come on down.
We haven't got any prize money for you. Good to see you.
How you doing?
Just fine. But, Lionel, of course, I've known you for years. Yes. Just briefly for the press and for any other folks here, tell us a little bit about your church and a little bit about the revival. And you've done it in the past and that kind of thing.
Yes, okay. My church is God Leading Church Transformation Ministries. We are here at Union Station by the car wash. We've been here. We will be 10 years in November. And we've been in this area for multiculture. And we are getting ready to plan a revival. We had it a couple of times before. And we get ready to plan another one, and we come to ask that we have the time set that we have in the Bible coming up on the 27th of August to the 1st.
Tell me this. There have been no issues in the past with the revival.
No issues at all.
None whatsoever.
No.
And the 10 o'clock p.m., that is a firm cutoff time.
Okay, from 7 until, like I said, we're trying to pace it. When it's over, we'll be able to clean, have some time to get our stuff cleaned up. So
but my reference is to the service.
Yes.
I'm not including cleanup, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But the service will be concluded 5:10.
Yes.
As long as the spirit allows.
That's what I
wanted to say. We're counting on you not to let the spirit run out, right?
As long as the spirit, you know.
But I think the key here is Councilman Burrell, is that wherever, for whatever events, regardless of the town sponsored, chamber sponsored, that we know when the event will end, and it's good for the neighbors, because we're very fortunate that folks in every neighborhood in this town have been very supportive of special events. And although this is a gospel service, it's still considered a special event, and we don't want to upset anybody by taking advantage of the goodwill that they offer.
But you being a local fellow, we can always tell folks to see line.
Yes.
move to approve this request.
That's right. Well, the thing about it, in the past time we did, we went around the neighborhood, let them know what was taking place.
And, right, good.
You know, we're not exhibiting nobody. It's all
that's just good sound practice. Good.
I got one thing for you. It'd be all off-street parking. Is that right? You have enough room?
Off-street parking. Uh-huh. I don't know. As recently, when we did have it, it was in the inner of the place where we was having it at. Mm-hmm. We had cars parked on one side of the...
So is the revival on the Henry Park side or...
The other side.
It's on the other side.
Okay.
That's across the street from the apartments.
It's typically used for overflow parking.
Yeah, the overflow. That's the overflow.
I'm just saying that it'll be all in the overflow parking, not... In the street, it's
down the street.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, working closely with the chief that. They that way we're trying to make sure that our public safety vehicles like fire, ambulance, and hopefully not police, but can get through if there's something happening. I think common sense.
Okay, and we have some of the guys surrounding all the time looking around, making sure nothing is
good.
Take place.
Good. Okay. Well, we have a motion by Councilmember Dean Burrell to approve the revival from Monday, August 27th to Saturday, September 1st of this year, from 7:30 to 10 p.m., and as proposed by Pastor Lionel Pennell. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations. And I hope you have good weather.
Yes, thank you. You're all invited.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mayor. I'm going to attend.
Okay, thank
you. Excuse me, Mayor. Before we move on, I want to acknowledge Snow Hills Councilwoman LaToya Pennell is here with us. How are you doing?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, she's here with her day.
Very good. Very cool. Now, you know, the hardest job you've got is to keep him out of trouble. Right? And we've all known each other a long time, so I know it's not our responsibility, but you're doing a good job.
I got it.
Okay. You can handle it, right? Okay. Thank you. Next is a motion of 2018-17. It's requesting approval for the placement of cafe tables and chairs in front of DeFebo's restaurant on Main Street. And who's going to take the lead on this? Is that you, Dave?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mayor and Council. In our town code, chapter 28, section 2873, item A, it is said it is unlawful except with the permission of the mayor and council to place items, including tables and chairs, on the sidewalks in town. The placement of such items on the sidewalks must also meet minimum standards and guidelines for pedestrian accessibility. In both these requests from the Globe Theater and from DeFebo's, both of them do comply with accessibility standards. You can see in the photos where they want to place them. We've been out and measured on the sidewalk. I had suggested they send in pictures with their request letter, and I find that they are in, I was actually out today, as a matter of fact, to DeFebo's. A resident had sent in a comment that it was cluttered enough and with their sidewalk sign, this wouldn't allow for it. With their sidewalk sign in place and the two tables they already have, they had over 48 inches of clearance. 36 is required by the code, by the accessibility standards. So my recommendation was that we approve both of these applications. And the owners of both institutions are here with us tonight if you have questions.
And again, we're going to be taking them as separate motions, but they're basically the same request. To best of my
That's correct.
Understanding. Okay.
Two tables for each location.
Okay. Two tables for each. Was it two sets of tables? Is that what?
There's two already at DeFebo's, and they want two more.
Okay.
There's two already at the Globe, and they want two more.
I'm sorry.
Is it?
Can I address
that? Sure. Yeah, that's why you're here. Yes.
I'm sorry. Good evening. I have tables inside the alcove.
Yes.
But on the sidewalk, I currently have zero tables.
Okay.
I have two benches there, and I'm asking for four.
Okay. Basically, what we see in the picture? Is that what?
Yeah, there's another picture that shows it's sort of a little bit longer, but it would be four tables just like the one that you can see is what I was asking for. The width of the building. Two on one side of the alcove, two on the other side.
So four sets of two is what I hear you saying.
Four tops.
Four tops.
I would say in the letter, we're proposing placing four-seat tables on the sidewalk.
Four-seat tables.
Okay. Yeah, in other words, take these and put them in a row, not side by side.
Yeah. Nope, exactly. These times two.
Just like
that.
Yes, okay.
So what you're asking to extend your business into the public way.
Just like his picture, right?
I'm sorry?
Just like his picture.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And the tables are just in front of your property?
Yes, sir.
David, is there any issue with insurances or anything? Heaven forbid somebody light up on the sidewalk with a vehicle?
Would be the same as any every day. That's state highways right-of-way. It is not a town right-of-way.
And a sandwich board would not infringe on the ADA compliance of the Globe either, Dave, if there was a sandwich board there?
Well, they have a sandwich board.
But it's not where the tables are, correct?
I do not have a sandwich board, nor do I post a sandwich board.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that's what my question was.
My name is affixed to the building.
Okay.
I do not have to.
Thank you.
Whatever motion you'd like to make, we can consider them separately. We can consider them together. Whatever council prefers.
I'll make a motion that we approve both requests for additional sidewalk tables and chairs.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the two separate requests for cafe tables and chairs in front of DeFeba's restaurant and also the Globe. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all very much, and I hope you have good weather. I hope if the tables go out there, the spring calms down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next is a motion 3D on the agenda. This is a motion for community parks and playgrounds grant application for basketball court lighting, and Mary Boland's going to walk us through this.
If you'll recall, at the last council meeting, we requested a reprioritization of our program open space projects wish list, as we commonly refer to it. And you did agree to reprioritize, move the basketball court lighting up, and move the Student Decatur permanent restrooms down. So this is the application that we are proposing to submit this year. The grant funding would be $105,500 with $9,000 in matching funds, primarily personnel and equipment, in-kind services rather than a cash match.
Basically, it's the formal action based on the discussion and
mm-hmm. Correct.
Direction you got last, yes. Time, mm-hmm. Last meeting. Okay, does anyone have any questions for Mary?
If there aren't any questions, I'll make a motion that we move forward with the lighting at Henry Park for the basketball courts.
All right, thank you. We have a motion by Councilman Tindall to move forward with the park and playgrounds grant application for the SD basketball court lighting. I mean, the Steve Decatur Park court lighting, basketball court lighting. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, congratulations. Hope for the best there. Next, we have our departmental reports. First is Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening. I have a couple of items. Finance Department is going full speed for the preparation of the audit, which is scheduled for September the 10th. Billing customer service departments are actually conducting inventory of meters through the town. Water department team. Physically going to each physical location, and looking at the meters, and if they need to be corrected or replaced, that's what they're doing. And then they're bringing the results back to the office, and we're updating the inventory in the system. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Natalie? Next is a departmental report from Administrative Services Director Mary Bowen.
The only thing that I have is a brief update on the tennis courts project. The fence posts are in place. Completing the fence should not be a lengthy process. The asphalt is still curing. It needed a 30-day period to cure. I do not know how the rains affect that, if they have any effect at all. But Davis Bowman and Fridell anticipates completion by the end of the month.
Great. Excellent.
Looks good. I was out there yesterday. Poles are...
They're nice and bright and shiny.
They are.
They look like they're straight.
Oh, yeah, that's important. Very important.
Yes.
Good. It gets you out there with a
right.
Level. Yes. Next is Electric Utility Department Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. The past couple of weeks at 106 Maple Street, we had to replace the rotten utility pole there. And then also we started the LED replacement of the lighting at 113 Schoolfield Street, which is our shop. We're upgrading to LED lights versus what's there now. And then also the power plant. We've started that. That was part of a grant, I believe, Mary?
Yes. An additional grant from the Maryland Smart Energies Community mm-hmm. Program, the second grant that we've gotten from them.
Right.
Okay.
We're about 60% complete with that project. And then I wanted to give you an update on our peak shaving. I'll just start from January 1st to now. We ran a total of, would have been 12 times. We ran 5 times during the winter. And this summer, from June 18th till July 16th, we ran a total of 7 times. The highest peak that we had occurred on, as far as the RTO peak, which is PJM, that occurred on June 18th. That was 149,000 megawatts. And then the highest DPL peak that we ran against, that occurred on July 2nd. And that was a little over 3,900 megawatts on that. We haven't missed one peak. All the engines have started fine. So we've done it. Yeah.
Please thank the engines.
I'm excited.
Thank the engines that anybody else had anything to do with that.
Yeah. And then I also wanted to update about the power outage that we had, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. What's that?
Sunday at 11:20.
Actually, it was Sunday. It was at 12:30.
Yeah, I think it was 11:20 because I was in food line when it was.
I wanted to update you on the two outages that occurred that weekend. One of them occurred on Friday, which was the 3rd of August, and that occurred at 8:39 a.m. in the morning, and it lasted till 8:52, so that was a total of 13 minutes for that outage, and it actually took out the entire town. The second outage occurred on Sunday, which was the 5th of August, and that was 12:39 p.m. to 1:05 p.m. That lasted a total of 26 minutes. Now, Sunday, we didn't have any personnel here. We were closed. So it took us 26 minutes to get somebody here and get the power restored. That was pretty quick for nobody being here. And then the one that occurred on Friday, I was actually sitting in my office when the lights went out. And I was like, well, that wasn't good. I saw him blink. Yeah. Then I walked into the relay room, which is right next to me, and they blinked again. And I said, well, okay. And then all the breakers opened. I said, well, we got a problem. What we found out there, we're working with Delmarva Power. There's a issue between Worcester Substation, which is out here on Old Ocean City Boulevard, their station, and the power feeding to us. We're actually trying to determine what exactly caused that outage. We have equipment that senses over voltage or under voltage, and if something's not quite right, it'll actually open our breakers. So the engineers with Delmarva are working with our consultant, Booth Associates, to figure out what actually caused that. And we should have that resolved by Wednesday or Thursday. Okay. But right now, we've got it fixed to where it's not going to open until we figure out
what actually happened. A more permanent
solution? Yep.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Cool.
That's about it.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Tim?
I have one thing. I have an apology to you and your staff. I asked you to change a street light that was out, and the other night I was walking home, and I was like, there's light, and I never thanked Tim. So thank you to you and your staff for making sure the things that we take for granted are actually there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. I guess we'll start off with National Night Out on last Tuesday. We believe we had roughly 500-plus participants and had strong support for a very hot and stormy day beforehand. And we ended up had two partners give over 150 book bags, backpacks, and school supplies. We were very pleased with that. We had individuals donate 5 bicycles, which were raffled out throughout the night. So we had a whole bunch of kids and families having a great time. We're going to talk to the football coach at Pop Warner and see if he can go ahead and eliminate practice next year on Tuesday and see if he can give us a little bit of help, because we have a lot of those kids that we actually put book bags back for and try to make sure that they're included in the event also if possible.
Good.
On Wednesday, we actually had a Worcester County Board of Education School and Safety Security Conference. We had an opportunity to sit down with actual administrators from every one of the schools and discuss different things and listen to presenters, and very beneficial. On our part, we've already made contact with BIS in reference to emergency plans, and within the next month before school starts, we'll end up hitting every one of our administrators, making sure that we have their check off all of their plans. The county's in charge of it, we understand that, but we want to make sure that our roles are definitely established and know what expectations we do have in the whole process. And on Wednesday, we will be going to Del Mar to the trampoline park, and we'll be going to Del Mar Pizza with Western Youth and Family Counseling Services. So we're expecting a busy time. Also had an opportunity to go to James M. Bennett and speak to roughly 60 kids. English as a second language is the summer program they had. And speaking to kids actually from Haiti and from a lot of the Latin American countries who, again, are new to this this country and new to the language itself. It was very inspirational itself speaking to them. But we had one lady in particular says that she didn't know that, you know, women could be police officers. And she either made a statement that when she started listening, she either said, I think I want to be. And then after she listened, she says, I know I want to be a police officer. Oh, so that made my whole day.
Is that it, Chief?
That's it.
I did what, pass on one thing, and I'm sure you have experienced this, but not this week, but the week before, one of those really hot weeks. I was uptown and, you know, trying to get from one place to the other, and I'm very pleased that people ask me questions and point things out that need to be done. And apparently, I assume it was a youth, had left their bicycle right in the middle of the sidewalk right in town, and people were walking literally out in the street to get around it. It didn't have a kickstand, it just was laying there. Do we have any, I don't know, policies, guidance, anything? Because I put this up, when I was a kid, you could have had a kickstand, or you got one. And, you know, I can see bikes being left on the sidewalk, and, you know, for kids and adults. But not laying obstructing
themselves. The one good thing is the town does actually have the bike stands themselves, you know, placed around. So we think the educational part will be, again, use the bike stands, leave your bicycle there, and then go ahead where you need to go. Mm-hmm. With children, that's something we have to go ahead and educate and go ahead and talk to them. And we can talk to the business owner and say, hey, just give us a call. We can always just lift the bicycle, put it up against the building a little bit, and then when we ever do see the young person, go ahead and inform them a better place to actually put the bicycles.
It's a never-ending process of education and awareness.
Right? Can we
especially when we have new little ones every year. So, again, with bicycles and being the walkable, bikeable type of town, it's just not going to be, you know, children up there trying to figure out where to leave the bicycle safely, and we'll be able to go ahead and talk to that or speak to it.
Can we maybe also combine that with a little bicycle education for the public about the fact that the state highway signs say may use full lane. So if you're biking down Main Street or any of our other corresponding roadways, that the bicycles are like a vehicle in that aspect.
And that's with every way or street, and that's a part of the education. But definitely can use our webpage and the town's webpage to try to get some of that information out. The one thing we know that bicycles are not supposed to be on the sidewalk, especially in a small town like this that actually has cafe tables, people, benches, and those sort of things. So, as Councilman said, the place for them is actually the roadway, and the vehicles are going to have to be aware of that.
And I know we've put a lot of, we have a lot of high expectations for schools. Is that something maybe towards the end of the school year, when kids, you know, when they're actually getting back out, and the new kids never been old enough to ride bikes before?
Here's the trick of it is, it's actually a beginning of the school year thing, because again, with BIS, we have a lot of kids actually bike, walk, and skateboard to a school, and they'll never ride a bus because they're so close and they live downtown. Okay. So, again, it's one of those ongoing educational type of things that
I'm just suggesting, and it's up to your judgment, obviously, with your experience, but, you know, the beginning of the school year, but maybe also towards the end of the school year, because kids are so excited about summer, I'm not sure they're thinking about anything but all the things they've been preparing to do for during the summer break. Good.
Mayor,
yes.
Before you move on, I haven't even shared this with Arnold. I think it's going to work. I went to something today with Officer Joe Kerr,
That's great.
And when you give out pizza to kids, it becomes that thing.
Great.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief, for all that you and your officers do with the youth in our community.
Thank you.
Next is Planning and Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council. This past Wednesday evening, August 8th, during our Planning Commission meeting, we had a request before us to add two parcels from M&G Route 50 Land LLC to Growth Area 3 of the Comprehensive Plan, for Berlin's Comprehensive Plan. And they passed a motion by a 5-1 vote with one abstaining to make a recommendation to your panel, to the mayor and council, to add this to the growth area. And this is necessary because adding parcels to the growth area is a change to the comprehensive plan. So at an upcoming meeting, we'll have to have it on the agenda for a public hearing. Sure. And we just have to advertise legally twice, 15 days before the meetings. So we'll have to get a date together for that. And these two parcels are, you're probably familiar with it if you've been looking at the newspapers or talking to any of us, at the intersection of Route 50 and Route 346, Old Ocean City Boulevard, on the west side, northwest side, right before you go out 50 there, to get on 50 towards Salisbury. It was a well-attended meeting. We had quite a bit of public comment and attendance. The room was full. We didn't have any chairs left. Two meetings in a row. One was the historic district, and then this meeting. On the sign-up sheet or on my notes, also, we had 18 public speakers, all to voice their opinion. So we were glad to see that because it's an important issue, and we had a lot of public participation. So
good. So would you guess that maybe we're talking about early September when this probably come before
the town administrator and I have talked about it. September or October, one of the meetings.
That's fine. Just get it out.
It'll be upcoming shortly, yeah.
Yeah. It won't be months from now, but it won't be next meeting.
Right.
Okay, good. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Dave?
Dave, were the residents that spoke positive or negative about the...
12 were positive, 6 were... 12 were pro and 6 were con.
Thank you. And next is Economic and Community Development Director, Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First, I would like to say congratulations to Berlin Little League. No one has said that yet, so yay, Berlin Little League. They played outstanding, and, you know, unfortunately they lost that last game, but, I mean, we couldn't be prouder of our Little League boys. And I'm just going to go down a quick laundry list. I've rented out one of the office spaces in the Welcome Center. The Arts Entertainment Committee, they originally wanted to use that room as an office, but eventually it just ended up as storage. So I've arranged for some storage space in the back of the Welcome Center so the A&E Committee can store some of their items back there, and then that front office will be rented out to one of our local artists. She'll be doing...
It'll be active.
Correct. This Thursday, third Thursday concert with Troy Moyer from 11:30 to 1:30. You can grab lunch at any of our restaurants, get it to go, and come have a seat and enjoy some live music this Thursday. The chamber music concert is Friday night, Buckingham Elementary at 7 p.m. There is a new indie bookstore opening up probably in September where Bungalow Love was in the Ayers Building. The wayfinding signs are being delivered tomorrow, so working with Public Works to figure out when we're going to put those up. I'm going to go with them because each sign has its own arrows pointing in different directions.
Make sure the right signs in the right.
So we got to make sure all the signs are pointing in the right direction. That also includes the two signs that will direct people to Stephen Decatur Park with a giant P. So if someone's looking for additional parking, they'll see a P and go down and park at Stephen Decatur. So that's included in that. Jeff, I'm off tomorrow. Jeff's going to take care of that delivery for me tomorrow. So thanks, Jeff.
Is your hope that, assuming the usual craziness with the weather, that the signs will be up there within a couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The AARP grant for the $5,000 that we got for the cafe tables and chairs after a survey on what color they should be. We've made that decision, and now we're just working through the logistics on how many tables and chairs, working with Jeff on how we're going to store them and how they're going to be distributed at each of our events, and working with the Chamber on getting their event schedule to me by September 1st so we can get that to all the agencies that publish all of the vacation guides and the event magazines. Shakespeare on Main Street is Labor Day weekend, and Small Town Throwdown is September 8th. That's a Saturday, the same time as the Folk Festival in Salisbury. But I'm telling you all this now because I am on vacation during the next council meeting, so I just combined two reports into one. And that's it.
Good. Excellent. Does anyone have any questions for Audrey? Next is, thank you, and next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Two things, Wednesday, today and tomorrow, from 11 until roughly quarter to one downstairs, milkshakes for all. I'm really appreciate for all. And then the festivity of the day, the highlight of the day at 1 o'clock, Geneva Peters is retiring effective this Friday, but her retirement ceremony is at 1 o'clock in this chamber.
Tomorrow.
44 years of service.
Wednesday
at 1 o'clock. 44 years of service.
Do you have mint chocolate chip? This is with extra malt?
Great. No, that's great.
I keep them out of her
space. Hopefully there'll be a lot of should be a lot of participation in seeing Geneva off to a beginning of a happy retirement. Good. Next is our town administrator's report. Laura?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Nothing tonight.
Good. Okay. And I just have a couple comments. First of all, I see that the gentleman that you all appointed with my recommendation to the Board of Zoning Appeals is here. And Bob, Bob Palladino, if you'd stand and just say hello and just let everybody know who you are. We're not going to put a target on your back. No, but we're very, very pleased that you not only adopted our community, but it'll be actively involved in its future.
Bob teaches.
Make sure you spell my last name correctly. That's incorrect.
Oh. Your last what?
His last
my
name.
Last name is not spelled correctly.
Let's work on that.
How many L's?
I'll spell. It's P. Are you writing it down?
I'm sorry. I'll wait. Right there. Okay. There you go.
I don't know what the individual was, but okay. P A L L A. D-I-N-O. Very finesse. And I'm looking forward to doing this responsibility.
Good.
And Bob teaches piano also. He lives right around the corner from me.
So now he's our piano man.
He is. Piano
excellent.
And
excellent.
And board member.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, and we hope you enjoy your public service to the community.
Thank you.
Also, I'd like to just follow up on Avi's comments about the Berlin Little League. We are, you know, obviously proud of the performance and the fact that the Berlin Little League has been a district, state champion, and been involved in the regionals pretty regularly since about 2010, which is remarkable for a town our size. But it's not just the level of play, not just their athletic abilities, but I think what made us particularly proud of this community is the fact that among all these very good teams that competed in the Eastern Regional District competition in the championship, they were awarded the Sportsmanship Award.
Oh, very nice.
And that, to me, says it all. That'll be something that they can take pride in. When I couldn't help but watch every inning on the ESPN, kind of fascinating. But the commentators, the broadcasters, pointed that out as well, and not only talked about the coach and his attitude, but pointed out, and they had several different times when they had players on camera, the coaches, that the team working as a group, and the parents. And I tell you, it just almost brings tears to your eyes how well they represented Berlin and how well they represented Little League Baseball. So we're looking forward to recognizing the team. When everybody gets rested up a little bit and school gets started, then whatever arrangements the Little League managers and coaches and parents want to do, as we have in the past, we'll recognize them in the fall, possibly September, October, based on what they want to do. And we'll keep you posted. But I just couldn't help but be so very, as I know, we all are so proud of them. Do we have any comments from the council?
The only thing I would like to piggyback off of the mayor's comment is that when you watched it on ESPN, there was a level of maturity that you didn't see with some other teams when something went poorly. Our players weren't throwing their bats. They weren't having a tantrum at the plate. They carried themselves well, and I think they have a lot to be proud of.
Very. I think it speaks to their character. Yes, thank you.
The only thing the coach for the Cameron for the baseball team, he's been in sports for a long time. Steve Decatur High School football, he blocked for my son. Mm-hmm. He was a quarterback.
That's cool.
So yeah. He's been in the sports for a long time. And he's a pretty good guy.
Good. He did a heck of a job. Dean, you have anything?
I have nothing. But I echo the mayor's comments on the Berlin Little League and their actions on the field. Oh. Can be directly attributed to their coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I thought it was great. They did us proud.
Yes, they did. No doubt
it was cool
that.
To see Berlin.
Yes.
For the right reasons.
Yes. Okay, do we have anyone who's in attendance tonight who wishes to address the council? Any comments or concerns? Is there any comments or questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Say yes.
Have a safe week.
Boom. Hey, Dean.
Come right on.
Back in we go. No, that is.
Okay.
Sooner we get to it.
Oh, I thought that's what you were coming for today.
You gotta leave it cleaning up.